Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't need this. I don't need this silly timer. I've got my own timer.
I forgot you take this.
No need.
I don't need this in Washington, D.C. What? In the studio here. We are. What is your obsession with what?
You've been saying funny.
It. You're over. He didn't even wait to use it this time. What?
Okay, I'll stop.
No, it's like, boy.
No, it's not.
You know, you get a bit. I get a chance to see you. Demeanor a little better, Rob, when I see you from
Lucky
that angle.
Lucky you.
You definitely are bitter and angry.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
He's put upon.
By that, okay, I'll stop. And that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, you see.
Welcome home, Mike.
Before the show, now, Oscar, just a second. Before the show, you seemed a little entranced by it. You liked it a little bit.
No, entranced.
No,
is
you were
the most
enchanted. You were delighted by it.
Ridiculous misuse of the word.
You liked it.
I pointed out that you use it a lot, and it's been what 15 years ago, probably, that people started using it in like commercials and stuff like that.
The kids have brought it home from school,
and it's used like in a Progressive insurance commercial.
What?
Now.
But.
Right?
I don't think so. I see it in a... I think there's a Giant Food commercial is the one I picked it up.
By the way...
What about K?
The what? Like what? That's a bad use of it. The great use of it is... What? When you're really asking the question.
Like, also...
I love our favorite movie, The Birdcage.
That's true, but also...
When he looks at them and he goes, what? By the way, how much caffeine was in this latte?
I feel like I'm buzzed. Amount. They don't boost it.
I feel like I've got a buzz, Adrian.
How much coffee are you drinking on a regular basis?
I have two teas. By the way, you like
nice teas.
You like my skin based on the stress of this move and coming up north and all that. I'm going to say, I want to point something out before we start the Mike O'Mara Show here.
Yes.
I want to point out that I am as non-focused as I have ever been for any show I have ever done on any level. My mind is not here. My mind is scattered. I'm going 1,000 miles an hour, and I just...
Should you have looked at the news before the show?
No.
Yeah, it completely changed your demeanor.
Because what I'm realizing now, what I have realized as of this moment, habitually watching the weather forecasters, is it's exactly the same as a snowstorm in D.C. They don't know. Dick.
No.
And
no.
I'm so frustrated because the path, you know, this cone of uncertainty, it's the same stuff. So I don't know now whether Southwest Florida will be getting some tropical storm winds or whether Southwest Florida, where I live, I'll be going back to say, hey, that's a nice cinder block. And that is a pretty freaky situation to be
truly
in.
Truly a zone of uncertainty.
About
did you, did yeah. you leave the snowblower in the front yard?
As what, an offering?
You know what I thought of? I thought of the fact that, and hi, everybody, I'm in Washington, D.C.
There he is.
Not broadcasting.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yay!
The titular head of the Mike O'Mara Show is in studio today.
It's great to be here.
El Capitan.
It's great to be here. It's great to have the option with my mother-in-law living here to be with her. She's got a very spacious two-bedroom apartment, so Carla and myself and the little guy are very comfortable. Didn't prevent me from leaving this morning and saying, I'll see you Friday afternoon because I'll be staying at the fabulous... Yeah. Well, should I mention where I'm staying?
Yeah, of course.
The Kempton, once again.
Yeah, Glover Park.
I want to thank our our friends.
The penthouse.
Sarina, a very nice lady who is a big
Sarita.
Fan. Sarita. That's right.
All these years.
Sarita.
Yes.
Jimmy Sarita?
Yeah.
Sarita reached out, and I want to say thank you. We appreciate that. We do. Queen's third person. But anyway. I digress,
Sarita.
And I have to say this. It's good that we are convening before New Orleans so
yes,
that we
I
can
agree.
All work like in close proximity to one another.
See one another.
So you know that. What I love? I love the energy. Like, everybody is here to work, including
right.
the interns. Usually they're peppering us with questions.
Right.
They are quiet.
Mike handled Adrian so well today because Adrian came in studio on his non-day
yes.
to be with Mike. He dressed up,
yeah.
and immediately Mike sent him out so he wouldn't talk.
The greeting...
It was no, great.
No, the greeting that I gave Mac and Adrian was as enthusiastic as I gave Rob and Pony. I love seeing the interns. Yes. I love these
only
guys.
I got the honk of the horn, though.
What was that? Do you want to rephrase that?
Only I got the honk of the horn. It is really great to have you here.
Are you nervous that Mike is here?
Yeah, because you know what? I've only worked with him 25 years.
He's still a radio guy.
No, I'm not.
I was
I beeped at Rob.
I was crossing the street. Bam, bam, bam.
Rob was very helpful. Rob, you know, got me in. I will tell you this, and this goes back to your recommendation of Waze.
Yes.
The Waze app has it certainly changed my commute coming into Washington today. I've never.
Did it take you through like Albemarle?
It was incredible.
Like back in Arlington?
I'm going on Sweeney Todd Lane, and I'm taking a left going behind the access road of the alley behind Sibley Hospital, and I'm coming up these different ways. Then I'm doing a U-turn and going through someone's townhouse driveway.
Yep.
And then it's just like, then it'll spit you out right here. And it was stunning.
Yeah, it's a Thursday. It's a Thursday Waze route.
It is the, you know, now having made the trip on the Super Slab, coming and going. I will tell you that the Waze app is my bitch. I truly love the Waze app. But the commute, the morning commute, was as soon as I got off the Dulles Toll Road coming in from Ashburn, Virginia. I will tell you something. It was kind of fun. Fun, like to from a intellectual standpoint, not fun from a, you know, driving an hour to go 24 miles standpoint, and watching that Waze app and just seeing where it would take me. Not in a million years would I take these roads.
I love when it recalculates.
And let me just say this before the Waze app, because of the way it works and our particular location in Washington, D.C., I got the overwhelming sense that I am taking a remarkably specific, detailed route to this location.
Real time, yes.
And there are probably 500 other people that are going to their particular part of the city and taking their little, and that's got to help, I would think.
And they're aggregating that information, seeing how fast they're going, how slow they're going to get you the quickest route possible.
Well, Did you get the fog alerts?
Did you get the fog alerts?
No.
Oh, the fog alerts were great today.
But, you know, I'll say this to you, Rob, because you come in the same direction.
Yeah.
I will say that I didn't realize that the entire commute, now this is something for people are going to roll their eyes that live in D.C. that hear me say this, but since I don't do it very much, hardly ever at all, I will tell you it's pretty delightful to have a cornea burning sun, direct sunlight for the entire eastern commute as you go
that's only for about 4 months of the year.
That's our own
the other four. There's also 4 months of standing ice that will wreck your car, and then 4 months of blistering heat.
Well, I'd like to say to the aftermarket brake specialist that worked on the Omera vehicle, I'd like to say thanks for the wonderful drive all the way from Florida. It's crazy. It is Thursday.
Can I clarify one thing?
Go right ahead.
I actually want to apologize to you.
Yes.
Yesterday, there was a big hullabaloo on the show.
A skirmish?
That... You know, and I was on Team Omera. Mike wasn't. I mean, Rob wasn't. Where I said, why are they taking two cars? And Rob said, well, maybe they just didn't want to ride with each other. And I said, oh, no, there's got to be a reason. I thought that you had thrown the TV in the back of your car or whatever, much like looters do when they have to leave town quickly.
Miles and miles of precious documents that had to be protected.
But we realized, well, I realized yesterday on Twitter when someone tweeted at me, at Oscar Radio, they said, you dummy. Mike brought both cars because he didn't want both of them to be underwater.
Yeah.
Ah.
Based on a news story in with Harvey in Texas.
I didn't realize Albert Einstein was on Twitter.
I realize nobody in this room really watches the news like I do. But should I point out that vehicle loss in the Houston, Texas area is one of the most significant in history.
But on the bright side, there'll be a lot of cheap pickup trucks in a few months.
Yeah, waterlogged pickup trucks. No, that's why we did it, because I didn't know whether
Makes
we'd be able to.
Perfect sense.
There are two things they say about South Florida. When it's happening today, it happened yesterday. Getting out, if you wait too long, it's very difficult. Getting back in is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how long I'm going to be here. I'm not sure whether I'm going to go further north. And this is going to be a month's situation. Nobody knows. And with weather forecasters and watching the weather, you don't know what's really going to happen. And I hate cones of, you know, look. They can't give me what they're incapable of giving me, so I can't get frustrated. But for my friends on the East Coast of Florida who are you know, in a much, much more dire situation the way it's looking right now. I don't know. But it could shift, and it could be Fort Myers in my home that gets it's a pretty strange feeling to think, will I have a home?
Yeah.
That's a weird deal. But I'm blessed to have this stopping point and to be able to, you know, the way we logistically do the show, we've got several different home bases. And it's, you know, it's something that I'm just scattered. I'm not with it today. I apologize, but I'm not all here.
Sweet green for lunch after the shows today, or are you going to Jimmy's this weekend?
To Sweet Green.
What is Sweet Green?
It's a salad place.
Is that an invite to lunch?
Yes.
Yes. So that's yes to the first one, and that's yes to the second one. As a matter of fact, I said it last night. I said, "Oh my God, I want to go out and see the wing.
Where do you see us?
And hang out. It's Friday night or Saturday night. I'll be out at Jimmy's.
The brickwork is amazing. It looks great.
Carly kind of rolled her eyes when I said I was coming into D.C. today because it's like I need that day just to chill. Can I just say, my son Michael William, 4 years old, and an absolute champion traveler.
You brought him with you?
The kid was perfect. The kid was completely...
Was he in your car?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about what I was going to say.
Was he in your car?
He was in my car, and then yesterday, half the trip... three quarters of the trip, he was with Carla.
Yeah.
And he watches the same like little stuff on an iPad that I had him watch when we came back from Maine. And then he switched, and then wanted to the last quarter of the trip, he wanted to ride in Daddy's car. And
how does that feel?
Well, you start to know the sleep patterns. When he starts peppering me with questions, I know he's going to be out shortly, and he's going, Daddy, what about this? Daddy, are minions real? And
you know, and so he's going on,
and then he's out like a light, and he's just the best. I mean, he's really
kids are great. Real.
That are minions
is
great? Travel
an innocent question.
Yeah, it's sweet. 4 year old innocence. Yeah. There is nothing quite like it. Yeah. And
no, but bills are.
Bills are, and hurricanes are, and total devastation, and not having a home to go to.
What do you know about low pressure, son?
Let me tell you the real reason we're heading up north, son. To protect your life.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When I was with the Pigeon Sisters, Carla and her mom.
How long did it take for them upon arrival last evening to fall into Pigeon Sister mode?
Almost immediately.
Yeah.
Almost immediately, because they sit over there. I sit on the couch and...
Stu.
I selfishly updated Linda's cable system.
Oh.
And I think I probably lied a little bit. She said, well, I'm not sure. I don't get a lot of chances. I said, I'll upgrade you. It's probably going to cost a lot of money. I said, no, it'll probably be, no problem at all. And she said, do you have to call the cable company? No, I can do it right here with the remote, Linda. And I just...
Click.
Hope you enjoy those 265 channels that I just got you. You know, fantastic.
Poor Linda had a skinny package.
She had a skinny package.
Now she has 85 stars channels.
Yeah. So, no, when they get
You're
together,
a big power fan, Mike.
When they get together, the issues with a hurricane kind of go away.
What did you
especially
sell
with my wife?
What did you sell her on the cable system? CNN's not part of your package.
I had to have CNN. I had to have.
She
CNN.
Didn't have CNN.
She didn't have CNN.
What?
No.
Oh, God,
no,
that's
no,
ridiculous.
Didn't have, and by the way, I didn't know that Fios.
Verizon.
Doesn't have the Weather Channel, which surprises me.
Oh, I didn't know
me.
That.
Yeah. But they get into the Weather Channel is not really
they got
anything.
The AccuWeather Channel with this idiot that's going, well, let me tell you about the storms on the West Coast. I said, you dick, you're a Weather Channel. You should be talking about the hurricane, you idiot.
AccuWeather.
Well, the thing is, does she get Channel 4? The NBC, because Al Roker is a weatherman.
I watched Topper talking about it, but they don't care.
Was he visibly in Rain Gorge?
It's insanity. But no, the little
does Topper get worked up for this as he does for snow?
I couldn't really tell.
You were bitter because he wasn't getting
I was trying
what
to get
wanted,
information.
And
I
he had none.
I wasn't checking his emotional temperature because I was actually trying to get the information.
How's Carla taking all
Topper's
of this?
Carla, emotional temperature.
Getting back to the original point, when Carla gets with her mom, you know, they chill out and, you know, it's like, buck, 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 buck. And at a certain point, I looked over. The kid, my little guy, playing on the floor, the kid, he's down there with his toys. Carl and her mom are over at Owine 30 at the kitchen table. And I looked over and I said to both of them, I said, you realize, honey, that my early decision to extricate you from this situation was a life and limb situation to help you from being stranded on a... She's like, yeah, So anyway, he said to me that day, and it's just they went on with their little world. So that was it.
They've got a new machine at Lifetime. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it's a, you know what it is. As far as I'm concerned, everything is fine. But
I think I actually have tape of Carla and her mother.
Do?
Yeah, okay. this was posted on the internet. I have it right here. Hold on.
Pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk, a little chip chip chip. Talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk, a little chip chip chip.
There they are. Aren't they wonderful? There they are. God love them.
Do they have any big plans this weekend?
I have no idea because I don't speak to them once they get together.
Big plans involving a corkscrew.
No, but I'm going to go see my buddy. I'm going to go see Cerrito. Do we have
Yimmy's number
in here? Can
we call
out?
Yimmy,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Can we call James?
Also, what about Jerky? Because you have the night off tonight, right?
No, that's right.
No. You want to go out?
No.
Well, I'm sure Jerky's in hurricane.
Why do you
prep
always
mode?
Bring Jerky up? Why do you because always bring Jerky?
Has the
scares
keys
me,
to the city.
But he also roars at a level that I'm not.
I think he gets off at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. No.
Here are two mistaken. Numbers. For
thank you. Right. Appreciate that.
Are you taping a show tonight? Are you taping?
I will.
Your 50,
I'll be done. But I can.
Are you at Bode tonight?
I'm at Bode tonight.
All right. I might swing by.
Meet
I might swing by Bode.
They're at Bode. Actually, hammering up plywood.
I'm not going to drive out to Manassas now that I'm dug in here at the.
It's in Fairfax.
When's he going to come? On my show, you know, when's your boy gonna call in?
I told him, and he said, "Will my truck be able to park on the CVS parking lot?"
Call in. He can call in. Big Shooter can call in.
He wants to come in.
Let him whenever he's welcome on the show. Yeah. You know, we need to
spoke about it on the program.
You know, it's terrific. It would be.
He just went to Graceland.
Yeah, he's just back from Memphis. Yeah. He actually phoned me.
I didn't realize he was such a big Elvis fan.
That's relatively recent, I think.
And then he made a comment about Don and I essing all over Elvis, which is probably true. But
well,
you know, I didn't. That behavior is not meant to be revered.
No check, uncashed.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm calling his home because the odds are he's still at home.
It could be. And if not, we could speak to, of course, MD.
Well, you're calling him right now?
Yes.
But to come on the show right now?
No, we're calling Jimmy.
Jimmy, remember Jimmy?
Oh, Jimmy. All right. All right. Let's call Jimmy Cerrito. What time is it? 9:45 is going to take this little program.
We could get Jimmy. We could get MD.
Because Ozzy's not on tour.
No.
No, I don't want to head out to the wing unless the wingmeister is going to be there. So I want to make sure he's not like on one of his road trips, like in Buffalo for the home opener or something like that.
I ran into him on Labor Day when I went by for lunch.
You have reached Kelsey, Maureen, and Jimmy Cerrito.
So sweet.
Oh,
I'm
not here. Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
That's the take they kept.
Hi, Jimmy. It's Mike. I'm in town. I want to go see you at your restaurant if you're not leaving or somewhere on one of your many vacations. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
I can't believe I missed his call.
Hold on. We've got an update from Mac.
Oh, Mac.
Hold on,
Mac.
Wait till your mic is caged, you jerk.
My headphones are completely off, so I can't tell.
Go ahead.
Adrian was just live streaming the show on Facebook Live. Jimmy was in that stream. He was watching. He's bailed.
So let's call him on a cell. Let's call him on a cell.
Cellular telephone.
Let's call him on a cell. Cell, mm-hmm. cell, cell, cell.
Hold on. I'll call him.
All right.
You want to call
me? Do this. Let me call him right now. Hold
James Cerrito. He's Cerrito. A restaurateur. You know what he is? He's the host with the most and the five-time in a row King of the Wings, Oscar.
King of the Wings.
Yes.
Hold on.
Also, alleged Ponzi scheme for the wing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Too much work has been done.
Yes.
So.
Like, it's, you know, a basilica has been built faster than that wing.
A basilica.
God damn it. Come on.
Is that the first time we've used the word basilica on this show?
I think it is.
It's a good word.
Mike, it's going to be skeptical doing it that way.
Skeptical?
Huh? I don't believe
it's gonna be tough.
It's going to. I don't believe he's going to answer.
Yeah, put it right in front of the mic. There we go.
I know what I've done this before.
All right, we'll do it right then.
Are you nervous?
I'll blow up.
Jimmy, leave me a message.
Jimmy, God damn it! So he's listening. He's watching Facebook Live.
He was in. He commented on the live.
Yeah, he was in the live stream, and yet he can't pick up his phone.
Jeez. All right. Anyway, I'm going to head out.
Looks like we're going to Good Guys.
No. Will you stop with the Good Guys?
They just renovated.
You know what I would do? I want to see your house. I want to see your house.
Come on over.
I want to see your house.
Then they'll make you want to go to Good Guys.
You're going to have a few salads if you don't want to fit into his house.
I don't think Rob could fit up the stairs.
Really?
Not because he's a man of larger carriage. It's because he's just built like a hockey player.
Guess what? Rob has no interest in visiting you, so it makes no difference.
Yeah, he doesn't like stairs.
Oh, by the way, can I just say one last thing to my mother-in-law?
Yes.
Congratulations on another fourth-floor apartment.
Yeah. Well, you got the new
thanks
hips.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
Good for your hips.
The new hips don't prevent the heart from exploding when you get up to the top.
Was it not the first thing I asked you last night?
Yeah. Fourth floor. Fourth floor!
My father stopped by the house yesterday, and he hadn't been back. He hadn't seen in some time.
Your father's in town?
Yes, he's in town.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
My mom has had a health scare, so he flew in
town.
How
is your mom doing, by the way?
She's doing all right. She, look, Jimmy's calling. Let's go there real quick. All right, I'll tell you afterwards. I don't want to get into
that
right now.
Big shock that Maureen's name is on the account.
Maureen Cerrito, welcome to the show.
Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
You wish.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can get her for you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're taking a caller. We go to Northern Virginia. Hello, Northern Virginia. Yep. Who's calling?
This is Jimmy from Manassas Park.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
My connection.
Hey, because of my hurricane evacuation, I am in Northern Virginia, James, and looking for some weekend plans. Wanted to make sure that you weren't like traveling to Buffalo or something like that.
Nope, I'm staying put right here this weekend, and looking forward to you and Carla and the King and Miss Linda and anyone else who wants to come and get a tour of that beautiful beer garden.
Okay, so you're going to be Friday and Saturday. Any particular evening that's better for you? That doesn't matter. If you're there all weekend, you're going to be there.
Let's do Saturday.
You're going to be there both Friday and Saturday, right?
And on Friday and Saturday night, he'll be a little more awake, I think.
Hey,
I think
Friday afternoon, I'm thinking about doing some day drinking. How
Friday
about,
afternoon?
About good Friday plan. Afternoon,
hey,
you know?
Hey, Mike, good news is I scheduled myself off this weekend just so I could be at Jimmy's. Having fun, shaking hands, kissing babies.
Attaboy. That's the way I like it. That's the way I like it, man. That's fantastic. I look forward to seeing you, my friend. Oh. It's going to be great. And I've been watching The Wing. You're great with these videos.
Yeah, man. Killing
it. And the O'Mara brick has been laid, right?
Yeah. Sometimes twice.
Something's getting laid around there.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad the brick got laid because I certainly never did when I was single at your joint. But anyway. Yeah, I remember that older lady that I tried to hit on. No, anyway,
Mike, be nice. Jimmy's caters to all demographics.
All demographics, yes. So, Jimmy, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I will contact you personally, but I just wanted to make sure you were in town, and we'll have some fun
this
weekend.
Are you working tonight, Jimmy?
I am going to be there tonight until about 10 or whenever.
Any special events tonight?
Oh, what about swinging through D.C. when you're done with work, hanging out with your friend Mike and Oscar?
No. I'll hang out with you, but I mean, don't make
what
him.
What time and where?
you want Jimmy to come in?
He comes here.
Oh, okay. That's fine
I'll
with me. That's cool.
I'm off all weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well make it a drink-a-thon. Fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm wide open. Well, wait a minute. Oscar's asking Jimmy to come in, and you're taping Bode tonight.
Yeah, but I'll be back.
What time will you be back?
We're done at 9. I'll be back by 10.
You don't. Oscar doesn't understand my bedtime. No.
That's right.
He doesn't understand. I'm Mr. Day Drink. That's the way I do it. Right
what time do you go to bed?
9:30.
Mike begins to prepare for bed right after Jeopardy.
All right, Jimmy, we'll see you. Looking forward to it, my friend.
Okay.
Right. Bye, Jimmy.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Okay, thank you,
ciao,
buddy.
Ciao.
The house ain't. That's it. So I guess technically is my board. Sorry.
Oh.
I have to log into my new
No,
computer.
No worries.
No, you're fine.
Hold on.
Show waits for
oh,
one
Oh, it's
man.
Working. Fantastic.
Yeah. It's working.
is everything hooked up?
Yes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I know what you're thinking. What the heck do I need a 5-spindle for when I barely sell enough milkshakes to justify my single spindle, right? Wrong. Are you familiar with the notion of the chicken and the egg, Mr. Griffith? I mention it because, well, I think it applies here. Do you not need the multi-mixer because, well, heck, you're not selling enough milkshakes? Or are you not selling enough milkshakes because you don't have the multi-mixer? I firmly believe it's the latter. You see, your customer comes in here, and he knows if he orders a shake from your establishment, well, he's in for a terrific wait. He's done it before, and he thinks to himself, well, by golly, I'm not going to make that mistake again. But if you had the Prince Castle 5-spindle multi-mixer with patented direct drive electric motor, will you greatly increase your ability to produce delicious frosty milkshakes fast? Mark my words, dollars to donuts. You'll be selling more of those sons of bitches than you can shake a stick at. You increase the supply
and the demand will follow. Increased supply, demand follows chicken, egg. Do you follow my logic? I know you do, because you're a bright, forward-thinking guy who knows a good idea when he hears one. So, what do you say?
Nah, but thanks anyway.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
It's a massive devastation weekend on WAVA. Oh, it's another post. All right, here we go. Does he actually sing at some point?
He does.
All right. God. All right. Live from the Pfeiffer Studio in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara, can you give me a song to talk of? Because now I feel like I
got
to
make up.
Of course. Of course.
I'm really, really bummed.
Better than this.
Do you have Don't Stop Till You Get Enough? What is that? What is that song?
This one?
Yeah.
This is Shake Your Body Down to the Ground.
Do you have that?
I'm checking right now.
It's got to have it.
We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with the loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air on demand, heard 24/7 on the brand new TMOS app. Update it now. You can get our show every day, all day. I'm sorry, I was doing an app joke. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE.
NPR.
That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Draft.
Yeah!
Woo! Bring in John Facenda. Will you please bring him in here, right?
Fantasy football fans, you've got to try our new favorite app, Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you're going to play real, live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league. And here's how it works. Listen carefully. This is a brand-new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. The draft lasts for just 1 week, and there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. This is for our fantasy football fans out there. We're going to have Nikki Diamond on the show today.
Yes.
No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Draft starts every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now.
Hold it. When?
Right now.
Oh.
The best part? Cold hard cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer on playdraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into the draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's the important part. That's right. Play a real money game in the now. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. And we're all going to be playing.
Absolutely,
correct? Yes. We're going to be doing that, so it should be a lot of fun. Look forward to it. It's going to be great. Speaking of that, we're going to have Nikki Diamond on the show a little bit later this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know we're going to be running a little late?
Yeah, I told him we're running a little late. He's not pleased.
All right. Did you get the music?
I do. Would you ready to talk this up?
All
this
right,
is the single.
It.
This is the shorter
I'll
intro.
I'll do a hurricane talk up.
This
on
is the one you are the one you're accustomed to with the
right.
Shorter intro, okay?
All right, very good.
WDRC in Hartford, where the fun is.
Hey, everybody, fantastic devastation Thursday. That's right, an amazing superstorm. You might call it a monster. Walking up the coastline of the United States. Hey, bend over, people. It's time to kiss your ass goodbye. Oh, I thought that was the walk-up. I'm sorry. Hit it again.
Okay.
Sorry. God damn it. That's the long intro.
No, it's
not
the single.
Short.
It's
no!
The single.
It is not the radio edit.
It is the single.
The radio
I
edit.
Swear to Christ
it's
it
not
is.
The, it's the single. It's not the radio edit. It's an album cut, too.
But it's shorter than
it's
the one that was before.
Cut.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Do you want the same jingle or a different jingle?
Same jingle.
Okay. Right.
WDRC in Hartford, where the fun is.
Hey, everybody. Mike O'Mara, losing steam. How you doing? Hope you're having a fantastic time. Hey, Michael, why don't you scream for me? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's right. Devastation Nation, Hurricane Irma. Crappy name, crappy situation. Hey, let's get a little Michael Jackson to celebrate rubble. That's right, the rubble that's my house. That's right, nothing left, but I don't care. I'm here in Washington, D.C.
I don't know
yeah.
what's going on.
All right, thank you.
You've worked with some pretty, slimy promotions people. Do you think anyone would do your Devastation Station?
Your Devastation Station. It's not really funny.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy.
And you know what? The worst part is the waiting game. But you know what? I could talk about hurricane devastation. I could talk about me. I could talk about everything. But really, it's never about me because, more importantly, it's all about you, people. Mm. That's right. You. It's all about.
I didn't know you were going to do the mailbag right here.
Do you want to talk into
the
mic?
Would that be before the show when I said I was going to do the mailbag in the first segment?
I don't believe you said that.
It's all about you.
Love watching him work. Nothing more than following a skilled pro. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is all about
it's
you.
It's all about you all the time.
Are you not going to talk now?
Oh, come on. Now you're shy.
Pout.
Pout.
Sad. Depressed.
Oh, God. All right. Please note, in the near future, as part of our new fall season, the TMOS mailbag feature will move to Tuesdays.
Yes! Tuesday.
Please plan accordingly. That gives you a chance. You want to prep that on the weekend if you want to send in your mailbag request. Please be aware we're going to be doing it on Tuesdays because just the later part of the week is just too busy. We start with a double Texas birthday. The lovely Alethea Sanders and her son Joe each have birthdays this month. They plan to celebrate by going to see the new version of It when it comes out. How old's the little guy? I
have
no
idea. 5 or 6.
Oh, no. Don't take him to It. That'll traumatize him. Good family fun taking a 5-year-old to It.
You have to steal fake mustache, probably.
By the way, great, great movie pre-hype on that. The studios are doing a really nice job of making it sound super scary, which will get me into the theater.
Have you
like
seen
that.
The viral campaign where people are randomly just tying red balloons to sewer grates?
Yeah.
Not too horrifying.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's really, really good. Could Salad Fingers wish Joe a happy birthday? Well, I don't have my Salad Fingers with me.
I'm okay, but do we spin for that? I just want to do that.
You can spin for it if you want to, since you've got everything there.
Here we go.
Green monster, green monster, green monster.
Hey, excellent.
Woo! Gonna have to bring my level up. That's what I do when I'm down in Florida.
Hello. Hurricane fun. How are you? Alethea Sanders taking your little 5-year-old boy to see It. Scary clown movie, Mrs. Cumberbingo.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's very exciting. Hooray and happy birthday to Phil Ham of the Vienna Hams. What is it? Hold on.
Yeah.
We get a Phil Ham.
Hey, listen.
We get a Virginia Ham birthday like every
three. How many
hams
are there?
This is 3 times in 6
it's
months.
A ham scam.
Easily 3 times in 6 months.
They're Catholic.
No, no, really.
Seriously.
Are you getting played?
No, I'm not getting played. There's that many
Phil
hams.
Phil Ham, I had there Phil was Ham like within 6 months.
But there was like five, there's 5 hams, all right, that I knew from school, and then they all have kids now. There's
right.
lots of ham.
There, are you sure?
I'm positive.
You're sure there's a big family?
Of course.
You don't think it's just Phil Ham?
No, 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 no.
All right. Well, he hopes to celebrate on the deck of the Jack Tide. You know, any more babies the hams want to have is okay with me.
There's also Pat, and there's Andy.
How do you know all these people?
I went to school with Pat and Andy.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Matthew Burke wants to wish himself a happy, albeit belated, happy birthday. He's 36 and better than ever. Happy birthday to Super P1 and non-leech Carl Konevsky.
Yay, Carl.
From the Vienna Konevskys. No, he's not. All right, part one. Happy belated birthday to William J. Wolfe III, who was a bit salty that his sister did not submit his birthday to the mailbag, so he had to do it himself. Way to go, Beth.
Yeah, Beth.
Yeah, Beth.
Sheesh.
But wait.
Part two.
Uh-oh.
Guys, I am a bad sister. Last week, I was too busy lounging by the pool at a resort in Boca Raton. Oh, hope you enjoyed it. To send an email before my brother Bill Wolf's birthday. So now I'm playing catch-up. Would you kindly offer belated 36th birthday wishes to the bestest little brother ever, along with my sincerest apologies for being such a slacker sister? And could we take a spin on the TMOS slot machine to see if Baltimore Billy Sikorsky could relate those wishes to Baltimore Billy Wolf? Many thanks from Happy Valley, Beth Clark. Okay? All right, let's spin and see what happens. All right? Oriole Bird, Oriole Bird, Oriole Bird. There we go. Let's see what happens. Here he comes. Let's bring him in here right now, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there, Billy Wolf. Oh, boy. How about you? How about you, Baltimore Billy Wolf? Hope you're having a good time. Sorry your sister couldn't get that little birthday greeting from Boca Raton.
Where?
Boca Raton. Go nanny Boca. Yes, sirree. Hope you next time you take a visit to Florida, Beth Wolf or Beth Clark, next time you go to Florida, you might want to go to Orlando and stay at the Grand Floridian, which will now be overlooking the scenic, beautiful Atlantic Ocean. Bye-bye. Hey, Tarawa. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Parsons of Hollywood, Maryland writes, as usual, my sea wife, Jeannie, who is such a jar that my nickname for her is Mason.
Wow! Oh,
my God. Let it all out, man. Let it all out.
She neglected to submit a birthday wish for me this year. However, I will be the bigger person and submit hers. Jeannie and I have been together nearly all of our lives, having met in elementary school at age 9. I knew immediately that I loved her because even though we were in 4th grade, she was built like a 5th grader.
Oh, that's not good.
This guy's funny. This is a funny letter. She's put up with a lot of crap from this failed musician, stand-up comic, and restaurateur. Oh, wow. Wow. But you know what? I like the guy. I know that her birthday on September 11th will be all beer and Skittles if she could just hear from everyone's favorite TV astronaut, Mayor Anthony Tony Nelson. God. USAF retired, dead. Thank you. So he wants, what's his name?
Larry Hagman, because Larry the Hagman. Name of his wife is.
Oh, okay. Let's spin the wheel. Yeah. Let's see what God working me to death here. Here we go. Let's see. Major Nelson, Major Nelson, Major Nelson.
Hey, it's a progressive.
There you go. Hey, Jeannie. How you doing, Jeannie? Hey, Jeannie, you going to have a nice birthday? Yeah. You jar?
Jar.
All right, so long, Jeannie. I got to go. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care. Wes Armstrong writes, my son, Nathan, turned 21 on Tuesday. He is an Army combat engineer stationed in Hawaii. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to be with him to buy him his first legal drink. Nathan did a 6-month deployment in South Korea. So, could you please ask the North Korean news broadcaster lady to wish him a happy birthday and give him some words of advice on attaining the final level of being legal for everything? Hopefully, I will get to celebrate birthday numero 22 with him next year as he's headed to Fort Stewart, Georgia, next July. Thanks very much. I appreciate everything you do. Keep up the great work. I think I have her around here somewhere.
I have her over here if you need
her.
Oh,
yeah. Let's hear the North Korean lady. All right. This is. There she is. God bless her. Wonderful. Thanks for the great work. Stay safe. Yeah. Not even paying attention to that. That's another threat. God.
Yeah.
Thermonuclear war. Life is grand. Life is grand. Guys, I have no other request than to have you please wish a happy birthday to my much better half, Alicia Frumkin, on Tuesday, September 12th. She's the best. Thank you, and yours in Christ, Josh Frumkin, Jeopardy contestant, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's the guy.
Very cool.
All right, Alicia, have a wonderful, happy, happy birthday. Moving right along, Jamie Hoke Scott. Is that a guy that's got a three name?
It's a lady with three names.
Oh, of course. Okay. Jamie Hoke Scott. My husband has been listening to Mike for over 20 years, and he buys everything that is advertised on your show. It's all too common to get a mystery package delivered to the house, and then the next day to hear Mike's commanding voice extolling its virtues on the podcast. tip. That said, we're coming up on our 12th anniversary, so please tell my husband to buy me some Pro Flowers or some Sherry's Berries, because a lady likes to be spoiled on her anniversary. Well, Jamie, I have to point something out to you. Right now, the berries are not appropriate, but I think
flowers.
The Pro Flowers would be much appreciated, especially for that surprise bouquet.
TMLS.
Yes. Am I right?
Code.
Thanks again for the Daily Escape of your podcast. I'm not crazy, just hysterical. Jamie.
It's my favorite part of the mailbag this week.
Stephen Robison. Why is it Robison?
Robison.
Okay. I didn't need a pronouncer for Robison.
Okay, just checking. He included it.
Yeah. I see. I put row. Row your boat. Hey, you're rowing upstream right now. Stephen Robison writes, on Tuesday, September 12th, I turn the big 4-0, which means I only have a few moments left in my douchebag 30s, and I need to make them count. I've already worn shirts two sizes too small, pointed and laughed at old people crossing the street, and pounded a case of Zima. I have one final request on my douchebag bucket list, and that is to pull a coin out of my ass, clean it with hand sanitizer, and place it in the slot machine of comedy. Wow, people are busy today. Yeah. My request is to hear Jack Ken Cook reincarnated as an Orange Line Metro conductor. Thank you for bringing the funny and doing all that you do. P.S. Amazon Harry's sleep number, not a tick. That's wonderful. All right, let's spin the wheel and see about the Squire. Right. My God, he just keeps hanging on, Jack Ken.
He does. They love him.
Dead old man.
Look at that.
There, look, he's going to come. He's going to come walking in right now. And then we have the Metro sound.
Next stop is Farragut West. This is the Orange Line going to Vienna. What in the bloody hell are you doing on the Green Line?
Uh-oh.
For the love of Pete. This Metro train has been cleaned with vinegar and newspaper. This is the Red Line going to Gaithersburg. Doors open on the
Yes!
There we go. All right, moving right along. Done. Quick question for Rob.
Yeah.
Is the music bed you use for Oscarazzi from the yacht club scene in Caddyshack? If so, well done. A very obscure clip to locate. Thanks, Tom Spence.
It is indeed. This is the song he's referring to. It's called Marina, and it was written by Johnny Mandel.
It's so perfect. It sounds so commercial.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Good stuff. Yeah, so thank you for noticing.
It's easy to grin
when the ship
has come in and you've got the stock market beat.
Hell,
but the man who can smile is the man who's worthwhile when his pants are too tight in the street.
Elihu, hand me my loofah.
There you go. Would you please send a birthday shout out to my newly minted wife, Donna? Newly minted, that means they're newly
born?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Donna Liston. I wonder if she's any relation to Sonny. Sonny Liston. That's a 58-year-old joke.
Yeah. Think of that when you're making love to your wife, sir.
Not many people. He ain't pretty like me. I'm going to knock out Sonny Liston. I fought Sonny Liston when I was Cassius Clay.
Early on, yes, Mahan.
We are on our honeymoon in Hawaii. Good place to be. Get the hell out of the East Coast area, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to play her a recording of your best wishes. Thank you for all the entertainment. Sincerely, Joe Liston. Not a blood-sucking tick. He's a bonus subscriber.
Nice.
So, best wishes to the newlyweds.
Congratulations.
Don't forget to pull out.
Yes. Maureen Knight writes, if they're married, he can stay in.
Yeah, well, he can if he wants, but you don't want kids that
soon. He can impregnate
What's
her.
What's the hurry?
He can plant his seed.
Wait till Mike had kids.
Maureen. Late life. Yeah, that's right. Have kids when you're ready for the nursing home. Maureen Knight writes, I've just refinanced through Cornerstone First. Hey!
Whoa,
there you go.
Touchdown!
That's a good one, right? Doug was great. He got the lender to pay the closing costs, so I needed no money out of pocket. Also, he noticed that our homeowner's insurance was extremely high and gave me the name of an independent insurance agent. Now, I am paying $1,800 a year less for homeowner's insurance. I have a cash for remodeling, a lower monthly payment, and a lower interest rate. Plus, mentioning TMOS got me free appraisal. That's everything
perfect.
We said.
So perfect.
We don't make these up, I swear to God. By the way, in the last 6 months, I've ordered over $824 from Amazon through your link. I purchased a vacuum cleaner, pet supplies, cell phone accessories, sheets, printer ink, vitamins, items for my husband's barbecue business, and much more. Yay for me. Love, 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 love the show. That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maureen.
And that's for Maureen. I just turned 60, next letter says, and I would love to have you spin the wheel. Oh, my God. Rob?
I know, Mike.
Of Doom, and have Robert Goulet let me know what my odds are. Love to you all. Karen Rickard of Spokane. This is an oldies mailbag.
Ancient stuff, but I would love to hear you sing today.
All right. I'm goofy and I'm scattered. So
you're in residence as well.
All right. Goulet on the zoo, Goulet on the zoo, Goulet on the zoo. All right, let's see.
There he is.
Ha-ha! Karen Rickard, the odds are in your favor. Yeah, S-A-D. Bye-bye.
Nice mustache.
Moving right along. Do I hold in my hand the last page?
The last page, Mike.
My name is Jake. I've been a big fan since the late 1990s. My daughter, Sienna, Kathleen... I hate it when it's written there. See, now I get to show you. See? My daughter, Sienna. And then you go to the next page. This is copy 101. And then it's see the name. I don't read the second line.
So I should watch the split.
That's yes. Well, that's like standard. Like you would get that back in the day. My daughter Sienna Kathleen Duarte turns 13 years old this month. Being a part-time dad can be a real pain in the ass sometimes. But on the days I get to take her to school, we always listen and laugh along with your show. I was hoping the great Jack Cassidy could come up from hell. He's not here.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't
Thank you. We ran out of gas. She loves my impression of Mike's impression.
It's for a little girl.
She's 13. It's not that little.
Oh, she's 13. All right, spin the wheel. Jesus. All right. Jack Cassidy for a kid. Jack Cassidy for a kid. Jack Cassidy. Sienna Kathleen Duarte. Hi there, darling. What an obscure impression for you to like as a child. Yeah. I love children. They're wonderful. Easy to mold their minds.
Oh,
I had
dear.
Children, didn't I?
Yes, David.
I had a famous child
and
who's
Sean.
Now just dodging his way through the legal system in DUIs. Jack Cassidy! Thank you, Jack Duarte. Elena Glasgow. Is it Glasgow or Glasgow?
Glasgow.
Yeah! Welcome to Glasgow, Scotland. Elena Glasgow in Rockland, California writes, Happy birthday to my sister, Chris Hartsfield. As a part of my birthday gift to her, I am writing to publicly thank her for introducing me to and fostering my addiction to all the shows on the More Network. I'm forever grateful for her generous gift to the bonus show, coupled with her making sure I'm using the Amazon link. When my sister first told me about TMOS during the dark days after losing her 12-year-old daughter, Sammy, to cancer, that's very sad, I didn't understand how it could bring her joy and laughter. But after listening to a few shows, I understood. I have been worried that she would never understandably smile again, but eventually she was able to laugh a little through her heartache and tears thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, that's incredible. 8 long years have passed, and her beautiful smile has returned, even though her broken heart will never fully heal. I'm beyond proud of her for not giving up and learning to find joy and to live again. Sisters are meant to travel together, but it has been 13 years since our last adventure. Please tell my sister that this November she needs to have her bags packed and join me in NOLA to see the big show live on November 4th. Happy birthday to the best sister I could ever ask for. Get ready, Chris. I'm taking you to the House of Blues. Tickets purchased, hotels booked, and thank you to her hubby Steve for getting us there. We are going to NOLA!
Woo!
That's awesome. Don't tell nobody. Woo! That's all. And now we got to move on, Rob, because we are super behind. I believe Mr. Diamond is standing by.
I just got a text from him that says K, so I guess he's ready.
All right, we're going to talk fantasy football, ladies and gentlemen, with Nikki Diamond when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men, the class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony and an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've all heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how well I sleep. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one, but can you really afford another restless night's sleep? I love Sleep Number. I've loved it for years. You're going to love it, too. They got a brand new bed. It's a delightful bed called the 360 Smart Bed, and all of their beds are on sale during their biggest sale of the year. The 360 Smart Bed has all the wonderful benefits of a Sleep Number bed, and it also gently warms your feet.
Oh.
That's right. Does your bed do that? That's right. It warms each side of the bed, so you get a maximum good night's sleep. And with a Sleep Number bed, you should know that each side adjusts so you get perfect, you know, the thingy.
The firmness. It's customizable.
That's it.
Both sides.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Did you talk to them about that? My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. And last night, well, I don't have a Sleep Number score because I was in a guest room. Come in during the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus, right now, a Queen C2 mattress is only $699, but it ends this Sunday. You only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Here, I'll hand you that. That's the one I'd like you to inquire about. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Well, we are running super behind, and without further ado, we're going to have to introduce him, and then we're going to have to come back with him, because that's the way we're going to catch up.
That's just how it works.
That's the way it goes. Yeah, absolutely. Fun. We're calling Nikki Diamond
right now.
Nikki
Diamond.
New phone number this year. I wonder if he had an issue with the telecom out there. I had to switch.
Okay. TMOS sales, Amazon, and the bonus packages. Glad I came in today. All right, everybody. Hi. How's everybody doing? Fantastic. Nikki, are you there?
Hey.
Okay.
Woo!
All right. Hi.
Hi,
boy. Your energy level is simply off the charts, Nikki. How's everything going?
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year, Mikey. It's Christmas. It's the season. Football, baby.
Wow, that's incredible. I know you love the NFL, and opening night tonight, Nikki, it's got to be special for you.
Oh, it's so special. You know what's really special, Mike, is being back with you guys. I know you probably made the announcement. We have the 10-year contract, so very
Nikki, we
hadn't announced
Nikki,
anything.
Nikki,
really.
Now let's now. I want to be real clear with you, Nikki. I'm looking to start with a clean slate. I'm looking to have you on regularly. I've told Rob and Oscar that when they reached out to you. But what I wanted to avoid, Nikki, was what I like to refer to as loose cannon syndrome, where you know you're kind of doing stuff that's not real. Okay, so the fact. Fact is, when you say things like a 10-year contract, let's just keep it honest, and we'll talk football,
right?
And we'll talk about the NFL, but you know, sliding in sponsorships without being pre-approved, Nikki, that's the thing I'd like to avoid. I hate to right out of the gate, I hate to take care of this kind of business
but
on the
good.
Show.
It's good, and you know, Mike is a giving guy, and if you just clear the sponsorships with him, there's always a good chance he'll say yes.
Especially today.
Okay.
All right.
Look, I promise I will not do any sponsors for Pawn World in Reno, Nevada, off Virginia Street.
Nikki,
ask for Jerry. I will not do that this year.
Nikki, to be honest with you, I'll eat this one. Pawn World is fine.
You like that
world,
one?
Pawn World is okay. You know, if you're still dealing with them, that's fine. Can we just, before we get to the football, can we ask a few questions about you? And then we'll take a break, and then we'll get right to the nuts and bolts. But I want to find out, how are things going in your world, Nikki?
Well, I'm an Uber driver.
What?
Okay. Nikki, you should drive for Lyft. They're a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, after tonight, that may be happening. Apparently, I don't know what Lyft's policy is, but Uber frowns upon drinking while driving.
I would imagine, Nikki, all of them frown on that.
That's an industry standard, Nick.
Have you been busted for doing that? Have you been caught by a you didn't take a passenger in your Uber with while you've been drinking?
Oh, it's rude to drink alone. I mean,
Nikki, you're not supposed to do that.
Okay, look, I figure some Uber drivers, they give you a bottle of water and mints and gum. Who wants that? Here's a beer, here's some scotch, and then you have one, I have one, you give me 5 stars, they give me 5 stars, and yeah.
Okay, Nikki, I'm glad that you're, you've got a source of income. Are you still in the same living situation in Pahrump, Nevada that you were in before?
I'm in between domesticated situations and abodes, if you will, but whatever. Football season.
Nikki, we're going to talk about Nikki. We're going to talk about football season. Are you in an apartment now?
Yeah, I'm in an apartment. Yeah, I got some roommates, college guys. They're college guys.
Oh, that's gross. You have college guys?
How many college guys, Nick?
I thought it was 3, but I can't even tell the difference anymore. I don't even know. Sometimes 5.
So you're living in a group house? Are you in a group? Are they college students, Nikki, or are you just living with a bunch of roommates?
They're community college students. They're not college grade. I don't think they're gonna.
Oh, well, Nikki.
So it's not a dorm.
How about the love life, Nikki? How's the love life doing right now? Is there a Mrs. Nikki on the horizon?
No prospects right now.
No prospects.
Play in the field.
Yeah. Yep. Love them and leave them back.
He's hung over again. Yeah. Nikki, all right, stand by. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to get to every game this week. You're going to give us your take on things, and then your parlay or your pick or whatever the jargon is.
He has a new pick this season.
Can you stand by through the commercial break, Nikki?
I got nothing else going on.
All right, fantastic. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Sales Department. If you would like to get involved with the Mike O'Mara Show, just email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread your word. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Mr. Nikki Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get right to it. Week one.
All right.
Tonight, Thursday, September 7th, Chiefs, Patriots, the big game starting the NFL season tonight. Nikki, what can you tell us?
All Patriots, they will start their defense of the Super Bowl. The Chiefs, they just lost their starting running back. The Patriots don't lose home openers. This is a 31-17 game. Lots of Gronkowski, lots of Brady. I wish it was a better opener, a closer game, but this is the Patriots all the way, baby.
Man, oh man. Well, nobody doubts that one. And now we got so many games. Sunday is the big day, September 10th. We got Jets, Bills, Steelers, Browns, Buccaneers, Dolphins, Raiders, Titans, Jaguars, Texans, Cardinals, Lions, all sorts of big games. What stands out to you, Nikki? What should we be looking for this weekend?
Well, I think Arizona's going to have a bounce-back season, so I look for them to go on the road to Detroit and win that. I think Carson Palmer, potential comeback player of the year. But I would like Mikey Spurlock, Bermuda Boy, Horse Guy. I'd like to introduce...
Horse Guy! You don't normally say hi to our producer, Horse Guy. I think that's nice, Nikki.
Yeah, Pony. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'd like to introduce my new segment. Of course, I'll be doing the Diamond Pick of the Week, but some of you like to actually bet on the game, so I have my Pick of the Week. I'm calling it the Merle.
The Merle.
The Merle. The Merle. This is his Merle. What should tell us about your Merle, Nikki?
Well, it's the Merle because it's a sure thing.
It's a sure thing.
Damn.
It's a Merle.
It's a Merle. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston. They're going to do it for their city. They are inspired. They will defeat Jacksonville easily. They will cover the 5.5. Houston by 10-plus points. It's the Merle. It's a sure thing. Direct deposit, baby.
Oh, my God. Nikki, has that replaced your pick of the week? Is your Merle now the new pick of the week?
No, no, Mike. Season two, so you get twice the Nikki.
Fantastic, Nikki. Oh, that's great news. Share your pick of the week. The diamond pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Diamond pick of the week. This is a guy who missed all of last season due to suspension. He's been dying to get back. It's Martavius Bryant for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going on the road to the horrible Cleveland Browns with no secondary. They're going to double cover Antonio Brown, leaving Martavius Bryant wide open for touchdown after touchdown, 100 yards and a score. Martavius Bryant back from suspension. I know about second chances, baby. Light him up.
That's Nikki. Thank you, Nikki Diamond. We'll chat with you next week. Fantastic as always. There he goes.
Is it me or does he have a renewed energy this season?
It's all those community college students in his group home. That's fantastic. Nikki.
He lost count.
Congratulations. Don't drink and drive for Uber. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. It's Tony P.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, our delayed review of the Mayweather-McGregor fight. One of us viewed it illegally. You figure out which one.
What else do we do on the show?
Also, we've got a great game show dedicated to your passed away cat, Roby.
My dead cat.
Your dead cat, yes. I was trying to be nice, but there's no way around that, is there?
Don't bother.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a moment, shall we? These are trying times.
Yes.
And sometimes you need to, you tend to forget what's really important. You forget that there are people out there, people like John Powers. You see, John bought some titanium turnbuckles, a digital soldering station, and a gyroscopic screwdriver. And he bought it all through the Amazon link on our webpage.
Yay!
He loves remote control racing.
Yes, he does.
And so what if he was drunk? He bought it all anyway because he's a good man with a pure heart. Shopping Amazon.com, a gyroscopic screwdriver.
Hey, wow. The turnbuckles are bought.
Sounds amazing. All done on Amazon.com. Shopping that way changes nothing for you, means the world to us. Be like John, sweet and blessed John, ladies and gentlemen. Use the app or go through our website. Now, go spend money and spend a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
President Donald Trump, thank you, has a property on the Caribbean island of St. Martin, which was hit hard by Hurricane Irma yesterday. There's no word what damage the place suffered. His Mar-a-Lago resort is in Palm Beach, also in Irma's path. That could get hit this weekend. Other celebrities with Caribbean properties include Oprah, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Eddie Murphy, Johnny Depp, David Copperfield, and Bruce Willis. There is no word if any of those have been hit. Robert De Niro has been developing a resort on the island of Barbuda, which I don't know if you saw the video.
Decimated.
Yeah. That was nailed big time yesterday. He's vowing to help rebuild. Richard Branson, big guy in the Caribbean. He owns a private island in the British Virgin Islands, but Irma didn't scare him off. He posted a blog yesterday saying the storm was bearing down, and he and his guests were going to wait it out in his wine cellar, so he was on the island.
I hope it doesn't mess up that beautiful hair.
I believe the Virgin Islands may have been spared a real problem. The Dolphins-Buccaneers game scheduled for Sunday in Miami, that's been called off. Instead, they're going to play on November 19th, which is week 11 of the NFL season. Unfortunately for both teams, that was supposed to be their bye week. So technically, that's kind of getting boned before the season even starts.
Well, their bye week is up front.
Yeah, exciting. The NFL season starts today. Some random prop bets you can make include, will Tom Brady and Roger Goodell shake hands tonight? That's a prop bet. You can bet on that.
Okay.
Will the Cleveland Browns somehow make the playoffs? And will Tony Romo botch his first hot take as an announcer during the first coach's challenge?
That's right. He is now an announcer.
He is a broadcaster.
That's crazy.
Tony Romo.
Wow.
Now,
Elvis loved
believe.
The Browns.
Elvis was a Browns guy.
He was a big Browns fan.
Giants Cowboys this weekend too, right?
Oh.
That's I'm into it.
Yimmies.
Yes, Jimmy's. All right.
Sunday Funday.
Yeah, I might be watching football. Or I might be watching the news. The Washington Redskins have been trying to sign quarterback Kirk Cousins for 2 years now, but he keeps rejecting their long-term offers in favor of the year-to-year franchise tag deal. In fact, they offered a huge contract in May with $53 million in guarantees, which would have made him the second highest paid player by by annual salary in NFL history. Did
yes,
you guys know that?
Very true.
Still, Kirk said no. And now we know why.
Cousins!
During a talk at Liberty University.
Ooh.
There you go. He said that he asked God about it.
Freedom.
And God advised him. God.
Oh, God himself did.
The God.
Advised him to reject the offer. And not because God has some hang-ups about the Redskins' racist logo.
No, God's okay with racism.
Kirk said, quote, "I prayed about it. I prayed on it.
I prayed on it at a prayer breakfast."
He said, "Prayed about it." I'm not going to give it.
No,
he said,
I like it better the way you
I know.
Say it.
I prayed on it.
I prayed on it. I went to Starbucks.
I prayed about it and said, "Lord, what do you want to do?" And I do believe that the Lord, at least in my life, likes to use one-year contracts and not long-term contracts.
Mm. That sounds right.
Now, the Lord did some math and realized he was getting paid more money with these 1 years, and the risk was worth the reward.
But it's strange because all it takes is one hit. So kind of strange.
It does, but if you looked at the two initial so let's talk about contracts, right? The initial contract for the annual contract they offered him, dollar-wise, the Redskins could have saved more money by offering this big contract he's always wanted instead of these year-to-year franchise tags that essentially give him multiple 20s of millions of dollars right there.
What you didn't have in the story,
and these
though,
are guaranteed dollars, like guaranteed up front.
No matter
here
what.
Here is your lump sum money.
Right.
You get this money.
So this is
right.
like getting a lottery payout instead of the annuity.
Yes, look at you.
Thank you.
Here's the way I look. Believe me, I've been doing praying during this week more than I ever have in my life. But when you think that God
is
paying attention to you, you egomaniac, I'm sorry, that's the way I look at it.
The one thing you don't have in the story is God has five grand, says that Roger Goodell will shake his hand tonight.
Go ahead. It's Tom Brady. Now, this is what robots should be for. Finding ways...
Robot.
Tom, pray for me. Finding ways to make our lazy lives even lazier. Panasonic, a company I respect.
Great company.
Just showed off a demo of their fridge of the future. And basically, it's a cube fridge that's a robot on wheels.
Hello, fridge of the future.
Fridge of the future. So when you want food, instead of getting up to go to the fridge, you yell for it.
Come here, boy.
Alexa, bring me a sandwich. Anyway, the fridge, it rolls out of the wall and comes to you.
Wow.
To not get off the couch. For now, it's just a concept, but they say these could become a reality within the next few decades. Well, hurry up! I'm sick of walking those 13 steps.
Yay!
Fantastico!
Alexa, I need mayonnaise.
You don't hear the term metrosexual anymore. That's a good thing, like for the sake of English. But even if we don't talk about that movement anymore, clearly it's still rolling strong. According to a new survey, the average man spends 59 minutes a day on grooming. I don't know about that.
Really?
That's approximately 15 full days. I'm beginning to do more often than not my nighttime shower. I do a nighttime shower.
You know, Carrie has been doing that because of the early morning stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I did a nighttime shower. Isn't that old Manny though?
That is very old.
So my father used to do.
Yeah, that's what my mom and dad do. Nighttime shower. And they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But to be fair,
I like seeing his reaction right here, right now.
But to be fair, Mike, it's not every night, is it?
No, I do nighttime showers more than morning. I did a morning shower yesterday because we were hitting the road and God knows what. And then I did, last night with coming in here with the commute, I did a nighttime shower in the Linda Casa with Carla and Linda's shampoo. And so
Matt, go smell his head.
I yelled from the shower.
Yes.
I yelled from the shower when I was on my second hair washing and I was on my second shampoo. I said, "Do you have any shampoo that is not filled with like Jergens cold cream
to preserve dry hair. And it, everything they had was like color treated, moisturizing.
Yeah, it doesn't rinse.
I just want suave, deep clean.
Yeah,
that's all I need. You know?
I use Dial on the remaining hair that I have.
Dial shampoo? Or?
No, just Dial soap.
You wash your head. You wash your head.
Yeah, I mean, shampoo. But I've got stubble today. So if there's stubble, you got to wash it.
So you wash your head with soap?
It's great because
you don't need to shampoo.
No, it's got no hair.
You give it a couple of rubs, and then you can pull that soap down and wash your face.
There is nothing to me worse than a shampoo that has conditioner in it.
Well, there is one thing that can make it worse is if you're using a shampoo with conditioner near the ocean with soft water.
Yeah.
Because nothing rinses.
Yeah, it's like grease.
Yeah, exactly.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, buddy.
Here's some more results of the survey. Number one, men check themselves out in the mirror 8 times a day to make sure they still look good. It sounds legit.
Robert does it a lot more than that.
That's only 2 fewer times than women. Number two, men spend an average of 19 minutes a day looking in the mirror. Okay, so what? That's the same statistic.
Well, now that I'm heavy, I have all the mirrors in my house covered with foil.
And number three, 80% trim or, quote, shape their hair down there, which always seems to make it onto the news. I'm fascinated with shaving pubes.
Shaping them.
Shaping and shaving pubes. And now a little something something. On Monday, a 49-year-old guy named Gordon Spicier.
Hey, Spicier.
From East Wallace, Nova Scotia. Yeah, I know that country up there. It's beautiful up in Nova Scotia, Canada. Well, he got into a fight with his wife or girlfriend. That's according to the Mounties.
Hello, Nell. When Polly calls, I am not slow. It's hip, 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 and away I go.
They're Mounties. That's the state police.
But they'll never shake that image.
The Mounties. Mm. Here I come to save the day.
I'm a lumberjack, and it's okay. I'm sorry. They were arguing, this couple, the Spicers, about whether Gordon was too drunk to drive. And apparently, he decided to make his point that he was fine. And how do you do that when you're trying to win an argument? Well, you set your house on fire.
Oh, no.
Then he drove away. The fire department came out, put out the fire, but there was serious damage to the basement and the main floor. Gordon was arrested for arson and impaired driving.
Oh, dear.
I guess that settles the whole too drunk to drive debate. So, with arrests and drunk driving and a burned down house, the most important fact out of this entire story.
Yes.
She won the argument. There you go. We'll take a break, and when we come back, some tiny little sounds from Mr. Rob Spiewak from Podcast Central here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Hurricane Central. No, it's not. I'm not watching the news. Making me cry. We'll be right back. When I was
just a little boy like you. This week on the Rob and Joe Show.
A server runs by back where I am. And it's a different voice. He says, I've seen the guy has a gun. There's a guy in here. Get down. He's got a gun.
I'm amazing at blowing. I mean, I was the best by far.
But you're acting like it's hard to do that, Joe.
It's not that it's hard to do. It's dumb.
Download the Rob and Joe Show today from iTunes or from the TMOS app. Remember to subscribe and also listen Mondays live at 7:30 at live.robandjoeshow.com.
Hi, Marcus.
Watch a TV commercial now with Kristen Stewart.
That's, perfume, right?
Mm. I mean, my God, that's a Chanel commercial.
What a killer to smile.
Yeah.
I got ADD. I can't watch that. Oh, there's some hurricane coverage. Okay, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, here's the problem with a parasite.
Yes.
They suck. Mm. How do they suck? Well, they'll suck me. They'll suck you. Yes, Oscar?
Also, ticks don't float.
Ticks don't float.
That's right, and hips don't lie.
Oscar Santana says, ticks don't float.
Anyway, they take is what these parasites do. And they give nothing. And that's the suckiest part of all. Kind of like the filth that listens to TMOS but doesn't buy the bonus show.
Filth.
Luckily, if you're the kind of parasite that sucks by never subscribing to our bonus show, there's a simple and effective cure. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking.
Please.
And thank you. We appreciate that. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, September 7th, 2017.
I've got a lot of little sounds here, but I have a question for Oscar. The ticks don't float thing.
Yeah.
But they would float if they're attached to a floating creature, like a dog.
Yeah, but you're thinking too much about it. If a tick is actually just in water,
right, it sinks.
They would sink. Mm. And they also don't float up to heaven.
Well, because they're evil.
Yes.
Okay.
Evil ticks that
bad
just
ticks.
Engorge themselves.
So Dennis Rodman has a buddy.
Don't take.
Sorry.
An angel gets its wings every time you buy a TMOS package.
That's right. And then you won't sing.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman has a buddy, Kim Jong-un.
Mike just licked the mic.
Why?
This mic's disgusting.
Well, of course.
How often do we clean these?
Once a week. I clean them once a week.
This is not my microphone.
We.
That's Tony Perkins. That's my microphone. Tony Perkins' microphone.
Okay. I don't know that anyone else has ever used it. Oh, Dominique.
Do we have the mechanism where you can take that off?
We can give you that one.
No, but do we have the mechanism where you can actually clean
this
windscreen?
Oh, I don't know. What I do is I take a Lysol wipe to that windscreen.
Doesn't work because you're just going on the outer surface.
You get to the inner cookie.
The thing. Yeah.
I think if anybody knows Mike's, it's Rob. So he could probably
Rob, do you
it.
See? Yeah. You know, play your sounds. We'll talk. Yeah. We'll talk between shows.
I think what we need is a baby screwdriver because if I'm familiar with that mic, the front windscreen comes off, right?
I can't get this little thing right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he can't get that
I
off.
I can't unscrew that to get this thing off.
Yeah,
is there a set screw?
I know you like breaking things at home.
Yeah.
Don't manhandle the equipment here, please.
By the way, I'm not manhandling it. I'm just showing him. You know that?
Is there a set screw on it?
He's got to strip some screws.
I know you built this, okay? But, you know, I have some financial interest in this equipment as well,
Oscar. You just
got
a new Mac. Settle down.
I know.
All right?
I know.
The
other one's going to cost $1 million, and I didn't get a chance to.
$1 million.
The other one's going to cost money to fix, and I think they're gouging me because of the hurricane at the Apple store. Dicks.
Did they tell you what was wrong with it?
Hey, Mac, are you coming in tomorrow, too?
I will not.
You will not?
Will not.
Mac was telling me that they send their dregs to you, the Apple store.
The three-year-old, first of all, Mac Macintosh hates Apple products. So he's got an axe to grind.
Oh, really?
I hate Macs, not Apple products. I like their phones and their iPads.
Thank you for clarifying.
Like
but what
you
about
like
your
Macs.
Name is Mac and you hate Macs? That's
I
funny.
Hate
you
hate yourself? Every single day I work there.
Why are you hitting yourself?
Is that a cut on your forearm? Anyway, let's play.
I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. So Dennis Rodman is all buddy-buddy with Kim Jong-un.
Right.
And someone finally asks, when you're hanging out, what do you guys do?
I basically hang out with him all the time. We laugh. We sing karaoke. We do a lot of cool things together. And we ride horses. We hang out. We go skiing.
We ride horses.
We hardly ever talk politics. And that's the good thing about that.
I think the most startling thing is...
That's the good thing about that. We ride horses, and that's the great thing about it.
But he sings karaoke.
Honest to God. Really, when he sends one... How about we put Dennis, like, on a raft out in the Pacific for target practice?
Don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried. Just a thought. All right, so a nightmare situation. This woman in California has a rare Camaro. It's a pace car, limited edition Camaro. She needed some work on it, so she dropped it off. And in a page right out of Ferris Bueller, she's driving down the street, and she sees the mechanics taking a joyride in her rare Camaro.
Did they go airborne with like this look on their face? Like those, that great guy, that great cameo from that long-haired guy. that looked like a thinner version of Danny Trejo.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
Absolutely.
So she follows her car around and they go into a drive-thru, and what does she do, as everyone does nowadays? She turns on the recorder on her phone and confronts them.
You're telling me that you're test driving the car. No, why are you test driving my car? You're getting food at Tommy's. I took my car to the dealership so you could change the oil and change the air conditioner. Why are you driving my car to get food? Why are you doing this?
You're getting nervous.
Well, why are you nervous? You're not supposed to be
like
getting food.
Is this like a whole
food.
Hispanic argument here? Why are you driving my car? I told you I take it to get the air conditioner thing. And then you hear the guy, we are just going to get some food. Why are you doing this? I don't understand. Come on now with my pace car. You're driving my pace car.
Pace picante car. So my favorite part about that is when after she yells at him, he says, you're making me nervous.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. There's a little more.
What are you doing? Why are you going in reverse?
The dealership has said.
I'm trying to get away from you, lady.
The dealership has said it is not policy to take cars on joyrides. So they're just distancing themselves.
Leave me alone. We're trying to get food.
Now, let's move a little over from California to Texas, where a woman was arrested for shoplifting. cuffed and put in the back of a police Tahoe, like a SUV,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, a lot. You see a lot more of those now.
So she...
That was a brilliant statement, wasn't it? That's right, Mike, you do. Yes, dumbass, you do. You see a lot of SUV Ford Explorers as police cars. That's a good point. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
So the cop is wearing one of those cameras on his vest, and he's doing the paperwork outside the car. There's a dash cam that also has film of her slipping out of the cuffs. This is the sound of a Texas cop realizing his squad car has just been stolen.
Yeah, about that. God dang.
Hey, hosh dang diddly.
And the thing is, she was on...
Hosh dang diddly, she took the car.
There it goes. So she was picked up for shoplifting. Now she has a laundry list of charges because she stole a police car.
Yeah, well, you know where she was going. She was going to get food.
You're making her nervous. Phil Mickelson was playing at the Dell Technological Championship. And
that's such a terrible name for a golf tournament.
I know.
Welcome to the Dell Technological Tournament. Hey, over here is our special tent with Rich. Rich nerds.
Well, I just as bad as the waste management.
You're yeah, like, the I'm waste go- management I'm, classic.
The Phoenix Open. That's yeah. what it is.
However,
I'm going
though.
To a dump. Oh, hey. Wait. It's the most beautiful place on earth.
But really, of all the golf tournaments, isn't that the one? Next,
is
the, next to the Masters, wouldn't you love to go to
it's
that?
It's the best. By the way, I've been.
You've been. Oh, that's right. You've been to that.
Yeah, I've been to it. A. B. It still sucks when you're walking around with a garbage can on your lanyard.
Because it's the waste management tournament.
That's it.
What is it? The 17th hole or whatever the hole where it's the stadium hole?
I think you pulled it, yeah.
Oh, God, I'd love to go see that sometime.
So Phil Mickelson, actually, he's a human for a moment. He's about to take a shot, and he asks a little kid in the gallery how he should play the shot. This is pretty cool.
Oh, I love this.
Would you go for it here out of the rough, or would you lay up?
If I could hit my 3-wood 260, I would probably go for it.
Oh, the kid with the game slam golf comment. Play that again.
Hold it, listen.
Riley, you can caddy for me anytime.
Because he nails the shot.
That's fantastic.
So once again, listen to the kid's advice. He sounds like a sage expert.
Would you go for it here out of the rough, or would you lay up?
If I could hit my 3-wood 260, I would probably go for it.
And it was good advice.
Just like in Tin Cup.
So great.
That's
so great.
Fantastic.
And let us close with this. I still think Jack Black is funny, and occasionally he'll post something on Instagram.
Okay.
This is just him. It looked like it might have been a dash cam. Here's Jack Black. We close today with Jack Black singing the Nirvana song Polly, as only Jack Black can do it.
Polly says her back hurts. She can fly. She just as bold as me. She can fly. She caught me off my guard. She can fly. Mazes me the wheel of instinct. Hit me like I never see. Let me clear. Let me take a ride. Get yourself. Want some mail. Complete myself.
And he just turns it off with his huge sideburns. That's Jack Black. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. I'll let you know tomorrow whether the house is... the house is going to be fine through tomorrow.
Sure.
It's
we'll find
Monday.
Out on Monday.
It's Monday when I come back into the
Big
studio.
Tune in.
Thursday.
Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. We do them one more week of Thursdays, or
we'll do it Thursday next week, and then the new fall season kicks off.
So remember, the mailbag is going to be on Tuesdays, not next week, but the week after. So plan accordingly.
What you should do is, instead of sending me messages at midnight on Wednesday, send them at midnight on Monday.
Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And coming soon, the Mike O'Mara Hurricane GoFundMe page. Thanks for listening and join us. No, I won't do that. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.